Today's episode of the Podfathers is brought to you by our friends at Lowe's. We've talked about it in the past. We've waxed poetic about it. Lowe's is a new home of craftsmen. It's almost like Lowe's is like the Vikings, where they were a great team. Everyone loves them. And then they went out and they signed Kirk Cousins. They got craftsmen. Just going to be a monster combo. The mega powers have formed, just like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man for you old school WWF fans. We have some wrestling coming up in a bit. But we've talked about it. We need us dads may not be the most handy people in the world, but when we do stuff around the house, we need to know we have a tool that works, and that's exactly what Craftsman does. Lowe's backs their lifetime warranty on the products. Not only that, but the Craftsman tools have the gunmetal chrome finish, which is that it's corrosion resistant, so it makes your tools more durable, longer lasting. So if you're a stickler about cleaning your tools, it makes them easier to clean. So load up on your Craftsman tools by going to Lowe's.com/podfathers. That's Lowe's.com/podfathers. You get a tool that you know is going to work for you, has the lifetime warranty. They've been around forever, co-signed by all the podfathers. Go to Lowe's.com/podfathers to get your Craftsman. It's a beautiful relationship we have with those two brands. Mwah. That's the kiss of approval. Mwah. I don't give that often. It's the first time you ever heard on the show, but mwah. Kiss of approval. Lowe's Craftsman.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right, and welcome to another episode of Podfathers. As always on Podfathers, we are like, Large, you're an old school WWF fan. When it back was, it was WWF.
Right.
I like to think of the Podfathers, we're like the old demolition tag team. There's okay. Three of us. You never know if you're going to get all three. You never know which two are going to show up. Today, it is me and the Large. It's the Large size podcast, the Triple XL podcast. Chapsy is out meandering New York City, of all places. He's as close as he can be, yet as far away as possible. And it's me and Large with you guys today.
Right. We're like the Wild Samoans. Remember them? WWF?
Yes.
They were good. Afa yes. And Sika, and then they always had somebody else. I think they were all related to The Rock. The Rock was related yep. to every one of them. Rocky Johnson, Jimmy Snuka, King Pete Maivia, whatever. They were all kind of incestuous in WWF. It was awesome.
The Samoans, yeah. It's like it all comes back to that one, like, it's a big old fucking family tree, and it's an awesome fucking family tree.
Right. And now I watch WWE, and everyone's finishing move almost like requires physics. And the Wild Samoans, their finishing move was a headbutt. That's it. They just said they had the hardest heads in wrestling. And that was their finish. Imagine that. You know, like, it's just simpler times, Chaps. Excuse me, Clem. Just simpler times, right?
Everything is it was better back then. That's what I tell myself. It was always better back then.
Right.
Chaps, you may not know this. Our poor boy Chaps, I'm happy he's not here for this reason. He grew up as a WCW fan.
Ooh.
And because he was a poor person in the South.
That's white trash wrestling. White trash wrestling.
It's like 50 people in those arenas back in the day. I'd be like, who watches this shit? And it was some little boy in Florida with his Jacksonville Jaguars jersey on watching right. Sting, who was garbage compared to everyone in the WWE.
I know. They had a smaller budget than most of the luchadors in Mexico. Like, you know what I mean? The guys, everyone wore a mask. So that's right in line with Chaps, because he is.
It is.
He's white trash from fucking get-go.
So as fucked up as it is, we had a wild cross. Obviously, last week you were on the show. You were off the show. You were writing your speech what was the exact thing?
I was down in Dallas for the Texas Trading Convention, and I was the keynote speaker at the dinner on Friday night, which is the big deal. So I spoke for about an hour. It's not a big deal, you know, in terms of anybody else, but they had some smaller panels and stuff like that, which weren't as well attended, but everyone goes to the dinner. So I got up and spoke for an hour, but I had flown to Dallas as Chaps was flying up to New York. So we were two planes passing in the night. So I was en route, wasn't able to do it then. And now Chaps actually in New York. We had the opportunity to do it in the same studio. But he had I think he's got like a photography shoot for another one of these projects that they're doing here at Barstool. So they brought him to like some location. So he's unavailable. So you just got me. I'm the sole New York guy. You're up in your palace somewhere in you know, Westchester or Rye or wherever the hell you are.
Don't you dare call this a fucking palace. I am in the savage lands. I call it Winterfell. That's what I call it. I am not Westchester. I do not have nearly the money. I'm barely able to afford this place in Putnam County. Thank you very much.
Putnam County.
I was supposed to come down today. We were going to have all three of us in the studio. It was going to be a big old Podfather orgy. And I think I touched on this last time, how we thought our transmission died in our car. So we brought it into the auto repairman. And you know what? When you dodge a bullet and they tell you it's just a transmission line, you're like, great. A couple thousand dollars gone. You're like, hey, we dodged a bullet here. And then when the thing breaks 2 weeks later, just like it did today, hence why I'm not there. And this is why I came to a realization, Large. God tried to make my life easy, and I spit in his face. God, don't get me wrong. A lot of people think I'm blaming him. I'm not blaming him. The fact is, God made me a fat person. I can live with it. I'm fine with it. I've been a fat person for a very long time. Damn. Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, couldn't shop in those places even as like a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't my body. Me too. Well, I'm going through some therapy right now.
Right, right.
I thank you for
Let it out. For
me. I'm happy that this is the Large podcast, because little fucking fancy boy chaps trying to get in his XL clothes isn't allowed.
He just recently lost 3 pounds. He's like, I could see it. He said, I lost 3 pounds. 3 pounds every time I take a dump.
God made me fat because he knew I wasn't ready to become an adult, a father, basically, have a wife that would have a woman that would have sex with me, marry me, and then bear children. I'm not ready for being a father. I'm not ready to be an adult. I learned this. I should just be one of those people living in an apartment, doing the bare minimum to get through life, being basically a blogger, but now with a kid and a wife to support and a mortgage. I have a dead car. I had the first week with the kids in school, which was a goddamn nightmare. And I just, I don't know, like, what's a quarter? I'm not a quarter life crisis. I'm not a half life, midlife crisis. I'm like a 1/3 life crisis.
How old are you?
36.
Okay, so 36, and you're saying you're not in a midlife crisis. I just did the math. 36 plus 36 is 72. The average life expectancy of a healthy male, I think, is, what is it, 80-something, 82, 83?
Shit, I'm on a 3/4 life crisis right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing. Like, somebody had asked me when I was up doing the speech in Texas, they said, are you thinking about writing a book? I said, yeah. They were like, what are you going to write a book about? I was like, I'm about to turn 47, so I'm truly on the back nine. So if I was to write a book, it would be like hurtling towards death like a gentleman, like just what we have to do in order to die with dignity. The next time I go to mass, I might be in a box. Like, you know, like, I'm sort of coming to grips with that. So if I'm there, you're almost there. So let's start talking real. I don't want to lie to the good subscribers to the Podfathers. You're just about midlife crisis, you son of a bitch. And I believe me, I hope you go to 110 because I love you. But I wouldn't go buying any green bananas if I was you.
It's so true. Yeah. You know, once I see my own mortality, you know, pronounced in the podcast, it kind of puts things in perspective a little bit. I feel actually a little better. I have two, and listen to this. This is not a good omen. I'm a big juju guy. Are you a juju guy? Karma, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
The workings of the world.
Uh-huh.
There, as I was backing out of my driveway.
Hold on. Can I interrupt you right now? You said juju. I'd like to wish all our Jewish subscribers a happy Rosh Hashanah, right? Today is the Jewish New Year, today and tomorrow. So I'm going to say, before we go on with your juju, just the one Jew, Shana Tova to all of our Jewish listeners. Boom.
And congrats. All our teachers and student listeners that have the day off today.
Get the day off, you sons of bitches. Now go on.
As I was backing out of the driveway and saw every light on my dashboard up, basically saying, bring me to the fucking mechanic as soon as possible. Oh. I noticed to the right of me, there's two dead birds on my lawn.
Ooh.
Two. Wow. And there's some black on their belly. I don't know what's going on. I've left them out there for a day hoping a raccoon would take them. Right. If the fucking vultures and raccoons aren't touching them, there's something really bad.
Right.
I have to be the adult now and put those birds in the garbage. I am not an adult, Large. I don't want to go anywhere near those things. I don't know what to do right now. Then again, I guess I'm about to die anyway. So, like, what the fuck's the difference? Right. That's the thing.
Yeah, I can't help you. I've had the same situation where I've had animals die on my property. And I have a dog now, so the dog. But a dead birds, you know, are bird flu and stuff like that. They're riddled with them, and you have kids, so you got to get rid of them. And I don't know what you do. Like, I had to close my eyes, just kind of feel around for them, and then put them in a bag, and even hearing their corpses like hit the bottom of a bag, it's disturbing. You would think that we were tougher, but I'm not tough at all. And so I feel for you, man. Maybe you get like a neighbor who's like, you know, a man's man and say, hey, can you do me a favor and keep it quiet?
I don't know. I think I might have to buy a dog now. Like the, you just got you. All I heard you say was dog. You said right. All the other stuff was just buy a dog. And there's a million reasons why I shouldn't do that with two young kids and a wife that doesn't like cleaning up hair. However, if that gets rid of the two birds, I think in the end it's I'm in the green when right. It comes to putting the shove.
Don't get a dog. Please don't get a dog. I mean, at your age.
At my real right. age, like this is a real age. Right. I'm in a sedentary job. I don't get up from my desk, and I'm a pretty large human as it is. Which, to be fair, I joined the gym yesterday.
Oh, good for
which
you.
Now I'm starting to think I might be if I run on the treadmill, I might just be pushing my time on this earth quicker to getting off this earth, you know, sooner rather than later. And now I'm a little concerned about this now that I talk to you, large man.
I saw, and by the way, I'm still like we're both before pictures. Like neither of us have any like right. I've said before. I mean, I barely fit under an umbrella. It's pouring out there today, so I don't have any right to throw stones. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't living in some sort of world. I mean, if I'm dying soon, you know, you're coming not too far after me. I'll give you another 10 years because I'm older than you. But screw it, man. We're all going down together. You were talking about juju and stuff. I was at a restaurant last night, and you're a hardcore Italian, right, Clemenza?
Yes, sir.
So yeah. A friend of mine who was there sitting down having dinner. I was sitting at the bar with my wife having some dinner. He returned his Zambuca because somebody gave it to him with 4 coffee beans in it. You know, in Zambuca, they float coffee beans in the thing when you have a Zambuca. Mm-hmm. And you're only supposed to have 3 for the Trinity. 3. So somebody dropped off a Zambuca, had 4 coffee beans. He got up, went over and said, who did this? Like, he was so upset because apparently for Italians, that's very bad. I mean, that's like running over a gypsy. So he put it in and said, I need a different glass. Like, spill this one out. I'll pay for whatever you want. And the Italian guy behind, oh, my God, I don't know how it happened. You know, the Italian guys are out of your fucking minds.
We're out of our fucking minds. My dad does the same thing. The Zambuca, Tic Tacs. You get 3 Tic Tacs at all times and all that
like
kind of
shit. The Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I think that's what it's about. Like, you know, the Trinity, you know, there's Trinity symbols all over the place. But I didn't know it was such a stickler for the coffee beans. Yeah, you know, I admire it to a degree.
The sending it back and like the profuse apology makes it's kind of, but that's how Italians work. I mean, like my dad and I, like we actually joined the gym together, and instead of like we've always made sure to eat everything in threes, but we also have also made sure to eat things that are absolutely terrible for our bodies and are causing us to go to the gym at these advanced ages. So it's kind of a fucked up thing, but in your brain it all works. It's like, well, as long as I'm eating in threes, I can eat whatever the hell else I want, and somehow it works. So
yeah, I mean, if you want to keep with eating. I've had some big news that I think I've told you, right?
Okay. Well, yes. Let's hear the news, Large. Let's hear the news.
So my favorite restaurant, my go-to restaurant up by me is called Arturo's in Midland Park. They do a nice job. And I sit at the bar with my wife. They always give us the corner seat. The bartender's there, Harry and Mike. They're fantastic. So they named a dessert after me. One of the guys who owns the place, Mario, he makes his own gelatos. And I wasn't too crazy about some of the flavors. So he said, you come up with a nice flavor, and I'll make it, and I'll call it the large. Every time he sees me, he says, Livin' Large. So he now has a flavor there called Livin' Large. And so if you do come down to northern New Jersey, I would like to have you at Arturo's, and I'd like you to eat my dessert. It's a maple gelato. Maple. It's not overpowering like you're having like a spoonful of syrup. But inside the gelato, they have like a small ribbon of raspberry and chunks of dark chocolate. Which is good so far. And then on top of the gelato, they give you a fried, crispy fried piece of prosciutto that they lay on top of it like a disc. So you crack the prosciutto and you eat this sweet gelato with the salty prosciutto, and it is fantastic. They did a fantastic job. I'm proud to have it with my name on it, to be honest with you. And then when I gave it to him, like I just sort of gave it to him on a whim. The guy was asking me, and I was like, oh, I think this flavor profile will be fine. He did it. It's a fucking home run. I love it. So I have my own. I have my own dessert.
One of the things you do as you get older, and you basically after college, everyone has their jobs, and then especially people with kids, and you're getting houses, is you try not to show when you are really angry or jealous of someone else's life.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie, Large. You seem to have done pretty well in life. You had a good. Had a good run in the finance world.
Oh, no. I slept my way to the middle. If anyone thinks that I'm wealthy or something like that, they have the absolute wrong idea. I ran out of money last May and I was mediocre at best at what I had done. And if I was better, I wouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
See, so, all right. Go ahead. So I'm going to just put my face on and act like I'm not really happy to hear that. So it makes me feel a little better. Right. But I met your wife, lovely woman and a great woman. So it's not just the look. She's not just relying on the look. She has it all, the whole total package.
Thank you.
All that kind of stuff. It sounds like you have great kids. You're in the same, at least in the same zip code as Willie Colon. So you did something, right? You're in the next town over. Yes. So you did something.
I'm where his landscapers live.
Exactly. But this whole thing where you get a fucking dish named after you, especially a dish that's like, that's fancy as. Oh, and let me also say, you're also a better blogger than I am. And
oh,
you
stop just it. Got that's not true.
Parsons. Now I'm upset at you about that. But to have the food named after you, Large, I'm having a rough day. I've already kind of got on. I went on my spiel earlier about it. So here you had a goddamn gelato named after you. That is like, that's a fancy fucking thing. Maple gelato, I didn't even know it was in existence. And then prosciutto on top?
Fried. And I told the guy, I was like, listen, I make my prosciutto. I put it in between two sheet pans. Parchment paper, prosciutto, parchment paper, another sheet pan. I bake it off. So when my prosciutto comes out of the oven, it's essentially a piece of salty glass. So like you put it, and he was like, I can't go through all that process. So they deep fried somehow where it retains some rigidity, like it still has like a rectangular feel to it, and it did crack very easy. So I don't know if it's flying off the shelves there. I might be the only guy to order it, and I wasn't sure how it was going to be, but I highly recommend. It's not my first dish named after me either. I had a burger named after me when I did take a report. Some place called the Ugly American down in Philly asked me for my burger, so I gave him it. So I had a burger named after me at one point. I mean, and I can understand your jealousy because it's a fat guy fantasy. To kind of walk in, like, remember when Larry David had the Larry David named after him at Leo's, and he hated it because it was like whitefish and stuff like that. But having a sandwich or thing named after him, I'm pretty proud. I'll stop talking about it now, but I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah. No, I think every fat guy has had the dream of like just literally opening a deli just so they can name the sandwiches, and then one of them would be named after you some way somehow. And this hurts. This hurts. Now the burger thing is like a double whammy because now you have a dessert and a burger. Do you have anything else named after you?
Well, no. Well, the guy had said to me that they were coming up with this. They have a appetizer where it's just a bed of broccoli rabe, sautéed broccoli rabe, and they go and they grill a chivalade, which is like a sausage pinwheel, you know, like a thin link sausage around, and they actually grill it on an open grill so it has the marks on it, and they just rest this pinwheel on top of this bed of broccoli rabe, and they just have pickled hot cherry peppers. It's a very simple dish. And the guy had said to me, it's one of our better dishes. It's called Sausage Palermo, but I listened to Podfathers the other day, and it seems like this guy Clem really enjoys food. We were thinking about naming it Sausage Clem, and I said, no, don't. He doesn't want to. I didn't want to share the spotlight. So you had a shot, but I kind of submarined you a little bit. And we went right back to the gelato. That would have been a good dish for you, though, right? A little broccoli rabe and sausage. Oh, Clem.
This is the other thing, too, is you're also like, I was the snack guy at Barstool. Yeah. I like to eat my shit. And it's like, you're even a better food guy than me. Just reminded me of that. Like, when we were driving to Brooklyn the other day, you're like pointing out all these spots, like, oh, this place they make the best chicken dumpling soup of all time. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I'm like, Large, you're just better than me. And I thank you and I love you for it, but it kind of pisses me off.
It's not true, but I love you for it, too.
So being an adult is hard. We know that. But our friends at Dollar Shave Club, they help adulting. They make it a little easier because they make you look good. They make you feel good. They make you smell good. We already know they have the great razors and all stuff, but it's their shower stuff, their hair styling products, their toothbrush and toothpaste. Those are all go into making you look better, smell better, and then in essence feel better. And then you're just a better person. And for me personally, my thing that I love is the Big Cloud Good Shake hand cream. I wouldn't say I have a great handshake. I'd say I have a pretty good, no, it's a very, I wouldn't say very good. It's a better than good handshake. I have a better than good handshake, and it's not cause I have a strong handshake. I definitely don't have that. I don't have the Adrian Peterson where I can like rip your arm off. My hands aren't even particularly big, and you know what? I'm all right admitting that. You could become president of the United States with small hands. It's fine. I'm a big man with small hands. Probably is not the best thing to admit on a podcast, but it is what it is. However, our friends at Dollar Shave Club, they have the Big Cloud Good Shake hand cream. Keeps your hands moisturized, makes you feel good, smells good, and it doesn't leave all that greasy nonsense. Plus, I looked a man or a woman in a face when I shake their hand. And I just have a little confidence behind it because I know my hands aren't a goddamn desert or rainforest. It's the perfect middle, the Big Cloud Good Shake hand cream. So Dollar Shave Club helps you get ready to, you know, act a little bit more like a grown-up. And right now, you can get ready with an amazing deal on any of their starter sets. I recommend the Daily Essentials starter set because I love the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. But you can't go wrong with any of them. Head over to dollarshaveclub.com/podfathers to pick out your own Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5. And after your starter set, the products ship at a regular price. And make sure you check out their new video too. That's dollarshaveclub.com/podfathers, dollarshaveclub.com/podfathers. Thanks to our age, life experiences, some would say, I like to think of Large and I as two of the wiser people here at Barstool. I'll admit that is not saying much as it comes out of my mouth and I think about it. However, I stand by it. I think we are senior, more the senior people at the company, not level-wise in terms of the org chart. However, there are some things that we kind of just know what's smart and not smart. For example, choosing blogger as your main profession for your income and living in the Northeast where there's a ton of taxes and everything's more expensive, maybe not smart. Or getting blackout drunk and doing your fantasy draft, for example, when you're wasted. Not smart, because then your life is affected by those decisions for the next 16 weeks. And, you know, you're not happy that the NFL is back because your NFL team lost and your fantasy team looks like it may be a dud. And your entire football season's ruined before it really even starts, if we're being honest. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers to hire the right person. I knew that, you know, that's what I was going to say. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans through thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. 1,000. A grand. Century mark. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. That's ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. ZipRecruiter.com/podfathers. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So I have a question. When you went down to Texas for this,
yep.
Did you kind of get to wash your hands of first day of school stuff? Kind of like your wife had to handle the stuff, or is everyone pretty much on, you know, auto run mode right now because they're a little old?
Yeah, I went down on Thursday. The kids started on Tuesday. So I was able to, with the flexibility of radio, I was able to go to kids' first day of school and get everybody, you know, safe and sound and all that stuff. So they went off without a hitch, and then I was able to do the same thing on Wednesday. So we got the first days of school out of the way. And it was big for us because it was my oldest guy's first day of high school, which is a big day. Mm-hmm. And then it was my middle guy's first day of middle school, which is another big day. And then my youngest, the girl, she started third grade, which isn't a big deal. She could do that falling out of bed. She's very, you know, she's a little celebrity in the school now. Not for me. She just has a big personality. And so I drove my son and a couple of his high school friends to school. And they said, oh, Mr. McCarthy, you know, you're Large from the radio, Barstool Breakfast. I was like, yeah, I'll put it on right now. So I put on Barstool Breakfast, and there's Willie and Francis. And I put it on just as they were saying how much of a liar I am. They were like, oh, yeah, Large, what a liar. And then Francis like, oh, it must have been from his Wall Street days. And they were doing it tongue-in-cheek, like there was a joke attached to it. But as soon as I turned it on, they absolutely eviscerated me in a car full of high schoolers, which kind of broke the ice because the kids are all kind of nervous about, you know, showing up to school. It was a hot day, so some of the girls were in, like, you know, pretty short little denim shirt, you know, so the kids, there was hormones. I mean, it felt like I was driving a pack of wet ferrets to school, like, you know what I mean? So everything went off without a hitch. My wife would have come to Dallas with me, but my son had just started high school football, so she didn't want to miss his first game on Saturday. I didn't, you know, I had to go and do the gig. It was a paying gig. So I was able to leave on Thursday, and I had basically 2.5 days to myself at the Four Seasons in Las Colinas, and I spent almost the whole time in bed. I did room service. I didn't go out to a single barbecue restaurant. I didn't want to blow myself up before I had to do the appearances and the speech. Sure. And stuff. But So I had great room service. I caught up on a bunch of first run movies, you know, like rented the movies in the room and stuff like that. And it really was. It was a lovely weekend to not have anybody, like just to be alone. And there was a time in my life where if I didn't have anybody, I'd be going out, you know, hookers and blow type thing. But this was not hookers and blow. It was, you know, comfortable pillows and room service, you know. And it was a great weekend.
You probably would have gotten a fucking barbecue platter named after you if you went out. And yeah. So I'm happy you sat at home and got fat on room service.
I did.
You goddamn jerk. Yeah. So at this point, like you're pretty much all right. Like, you know, when I leave, like I can't wait to get away from the kids at this age because it's just I don't have to change diapers. I don't have to have Sienna just throwing a temper tantrum that makes no sense at me. And then when you pick them back up, you're like, I love you guys. I miss you so much. And they change so much. I figure at this age now, when they're in high school, middle school, third grade, that probably isn't as extreme. Like, I just need to get these little assholes out of my life because they can do their own thing. And B, I feel like when you come home, you probably haven't missed that much other than the first football game, which might be a big moment.
Yeah, and you're right. My 8-year-old was in tears before I'd left. I woke her up before I left that day. I did radio that morning, so I woke her up at like 5 a.m., and she was hysterical. Like, she doesn't like to see people go away. So she still has that, you know, that childish innocence. Oh, daddy's going. So then when I got back, it was big, like, you know, ran up and hugged me. But, like, the 11-year-old was on the couch like, hey, Dad. I don't think the 14-year-old came up from the basement. He was playing Fortnite or Madden or something like that. So it isn't, like, to your point, at the age where your kids are now, it's actually nice to go away because it's nice to come back and see – you know, how much they've changed and how much you miss them and whatnot. But right now, I could have stretched it for another couple of days. I actually miss my wife. Like, I don't sleep well if my wife's not there. Like, you get so used to sleeping with somebody that even though it was a very comfortable bed, I had nothing to complain about. I just don't sleep well without her, which sounds ridiculous. So I took some drugs and stuff, and it helped me out a little bit. By drugs, I mean like Tylenol PMs. I didn't, you know, get lifted.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, the hooker was wearing a different perfume, and I just, exactly. It threw me off.
Yeah, so I went to an opium den, and I slept like a baby. No, but I mean, without a little bit of help, I just don't sleep well without my wife. So, and she normally travels with me. I take her everywhere. I actually went to Francis Ellis is one of the guys here. He had a comedy show in Chelsea the other day, and on Saturday night when I flew back from Dallas, I grabbed my wife, we went into the city, and I got to share a table at the comedy show with none other than Chaps, Uncle Chaps. So
Uncle Chapsy.
Yeah, Annie got to spend a little time. My wife's name is Annie. She got to spend some time with Chaps. We had 5 or 6 drinks. Then we went to a bar, had another 5 or 6 drinks. Chaps was bombed. I mean, I was fine, I think, but Chaps was bombed. And you want to talk about feeling like you admire somebody. Coming out of the comedy show, there's probably like, I'd say 8 or 9 people that stopped Chaps for a selfie, and there was maybe 3 or 4 that stopped me. So Chaps is the guy that I'm jealous of, you know. And I kept telling him, "Well, I have an ice cream named after me," but he didn't seem to care, you know.
So in the totem pole, the power rankings of the Podfathers right now, we'll throw Chaps number 1, Large number 2, and I'm fucking on the ass bottom, which is fine. I'm used to that.
I don't think that's true at all, but I'll let you say it.
I always say this, like, the dads are on the ass bottom of the totem pole in most families. Are you on the bottom, or is there anyone else? You'll tell me the truth. I know you will.
Me? Am I on the bottom of the totem pole?
Yeah.
No. I refuse to be on the bottom of the totem pole. So what happens with me, and I think we had this conversation maybe once before when I first started on the thing, my kids know that they – and your kids don't know this yet because they rely on you, so you have to be put on the bottom. But as soon as my kids got to an age where they could know, they know they don't mean much. They don't add anything to the bottom line. I get the big piece of chicken. I get the remote control. Right. Nobody touches the radio when I'm driving. I honest to God, I don't get to flex muscle at all, but I get to flex a little bit at home. So it's me, my wife, and then them if there's time. You know, they don't decide vacations. I mean, we may give Disney a shot now because of a recent development that happened. We could talk about it if you like. But otherwise, I mean, we spend a lot more time in places that have like microbrews and, you know, good vodka than we do with people walking around in furry suits, you know?
I can see you giving, like you're, as I look at you now, like I realize, like, there's a little bit of a Heisenberg vibe with you. Like, you got the glasses, the bald head, like,
right.
I'm the one with the gelato named after me. My name is fucking, my name is not Dad, my name is not Mike, it's Large. Right. I am Large, and I am your fucking, I am your owner. Right. I am your God.
And my 14-year-old said last night, he's like, Dad, I just got invited with a bunch of friends to go watch some football because they're starting football. They want to watch as a team. I said, oh, that's a shame because your mother and I are about to go and try my new dessert and you're watching the other two kids. Talk to you later. And I closed the door and I left. You know what I mean? And until
yes!
he yeah, get his work and papers, add to it. My kids are the greatest. I never complain about my kids. They can be pricks just like everybody else, but they're good. And I think it's because I want to get back to that thing where we stop trying to dress like Justin Bieber. We stop listening to, you know, mumblecore rappers and stuff like that. We get back to that Dean Martin type shit where I walk around with a scotch all day. That's not true, but you know what I'm saying.
God, I wish my kids were old enough that I could start dominating.
No,
like
you
that.
Are. Yeah, and once you do, I can see you're going to be an absolute hammer. And you're going to do yeah. it with my help. My help, Clem.
You're gonna be my. You're the emperor. I'm Darth Vader. You're gonna bring me in. So we've already teased it enough here.
Right.
So we'll do a little story time with the Podfathers. We already talked about drinking too. So new story out of Disneyland, which I think that's California, right? Disneyland.
Yeah.
Is California. So at the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge attraction. Which is coming in 2019, the Disney Parks blog has announced the park's very own section will have its very own watering hole called Oga's Cantina. So that's right. Disney is officially going to have booze for sale at the Star Wars land. Doesn't really say exactly what's going to be for sale. It's going to be at a cantina. It might be some mixed drinks and kind of shit. But for all the dads out there, Chaps has talked about his horror stories at Disney for 2 years in a row. All the parents out there get to throw some back and make the trip to Disney a little more bearable, I guess you could say. What do you think about this, Large Man?
I hate Disney. I've always hated it. And I've gone a couple of times, and I find that with kids, because kids kind of ruin the experience. You spend so much time and so much money on it, and you really don't have much say on where you're going. So I put a kibosh. I didn't declare a jihad, but I did put a kibosh on any kind of Disney talk. So my 8-year-old daughter hasn't gone yet. But we're at that stage where maybe she's growing out of it or maybe not. So I'm close to doing one last trip. And this is moving the needle back because there was always alcohol at Epcot, I believe, right? Like, because I've been at a couple of restaurants in Epcot. And I believe that I've gotten a little bit lubed up there. But sometimes when you're going through these torturous vacations with your kids and all of a sudden there's no alcohol available, it just happened to me when I was in Tennessee. I went to some like medieval times for cowboys. It was called the Stampede. It was run by Dolly Parton. And I was like, oh, it's going to be nice. We'll sit down. And instead of the knights fighting knights, it was cowboys fighting Indians. And we sit down. There was no alcohol. And if I don't know if you've ever been to medieval times, but medieval times is centered around alcohol. Big grogs of beer and wenches and you know, inappropriate name calling and stuff like that. So Dolly Parton winds up is very strict. She doesn't like alcohol on her thing and all that stuff. And if I would have known, I wouldn't have went there. So now that Disney has loosened the purse strings a little bit, I think I might make the trip back. Screw it.
First of all, I can't believe I thought it was illegal for like anywhere in like the deep south to like have alcohol banned. Like I thought it was like
me too.
You basically would have to pass a law to ban alcohol instead of the other way around.
Right.
But yeah, Disney actually, I'll say this. I've never been to Disney with the kids because it's way too much fucking money right now for kids that aren't going to remember shit. So maybe when little man is like 3 years old and the other one's 6, we can consider going. I'm still dumbfounded that the guy who dresses up as Santa Claus with his professional Santa Claus suit hates Disney. That just blew my mind. Uh-huh. You're an onion, as it turns out. We're going to peel some layers back from you like we did with Chaps.
Right.
However, as me and you are both Star Warriors, you revealed that the other day where you were dropping fucking Star Wars extended universe shit that I haven't even heard about. Robbie fucking damn near blew a load when I told him you were dropping these kind of things. You could be like his dad figure in the office. I always was that guy, but I think you might be a better fit, as it turns out.
Right.
However, as a Star Warrior, which I think Trent came up with that term for Star Wars fans, I don't know what you think about that.
I don't mind it. I mean, somebody was naming their kid Rulon. I said, "Oh, Rulon the Shapeshifter," and Robbie went crazy. Rob's like, "Oh my God, you just said that!" You know, I remembered it was such a singular name. You know, like Rulon Gardner, Rulon the Shapeshifter. Yeah, I mean, I would love to introduce my kids to that, but I don't like lines. I don't like heat. Right, mm-hmm. and. Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney parks are almost by definition filled with lines and filled with heat. And I really don't like people. So it kind of hit for the cycle as far as my hatred. And it's very expensive. We did once, before we had kids, I went down there and we stayed at the Grand Floridian, did like stuff like that. And it was lovely. It was a lovely vacation without kids before I was married. And but since then, it just makes less and less. And like where your kids are now, they're so young. You could take your kid to IKEA and have him jump on the beds for a couple hours and then tell him he was at Disneyland just by having me stand outside in a Goofy hat and like shake his hand, take one picture, you know, and you could check that box. And when he gets, you know, to an age where he knows, you'd be like, no, remember that time? If he doesn't see the plate of Swedish meatballs in the background, you're safe, right?
Sienna's favorite store is CVS. We go to CVS, they have like the little car shopping carts where she can drive. And she's like, oh, my favorite store. And literally that makes her entire day because we had to go get her fucking ear infection medicine like once a month for like a year and a half until we finally got tubes in her ears. So she loves the place now. And like dad loves the place because I eat the candy that is going to kill me and make me go to CVS for medicine as I get older.
Right.
So it's kind of like a circle of life thing. But yeah, I mean, the thing about Disney though, you're going to pay for it. Like if you want to get that buzz on and like not hate your life and your family as you're on vacation, you're going to probably spend like $150 just for like some weird – it's going to be a concoction too. Like you know in Star Wars they always had like – it was always green – like they never had like regular alcohol in Star Wars. Yeah, it was either green ice. Bubbles with like shit inside of it or dry ice. Shit was smoking. So I don't think – and it's going to be crowded. Like Star Wars Land is going to be my safe place as a nerd. Like I can get away from everyone and nerd out. Now all the drunk fucks in Disney are going to want to go there to get their drink on. And like all the – I'm going to get like wedgies and shit as I'm like dressed up as fucking C-3PO.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they're
going to make fun of me. Guys like Chaps are going to come over and give me wedgies. I'm not looking forward to that.
So. Yeah, that just ruined it for you, son of a bitch.
And again, like Robbie's going to now look up to you as the father figure in the office. Which I used to be, and another example of Large being better than me. So.
I tell you what, though, me and Chaps did speak in detail about the possibility of doing that Podfather's barbecue at some point. Now that the weather is starting to turn and get a little bit cooler, if he can get up here with his wife, and obviously you can come down with your wife, maybe meet at my house or something like that, we could definitely get like a nice little bit of content with a nice meal going. You know,
Large, we have to boondoggle. We have to get the lake house. I'd love to see the Large. Casa de Large, but we do the lake house. You have to make the decision if all business pizza allowed, because he seems very excited about this lake house. I saw him tweet about it, talking about it. He wants in on this lake house.
Does he really? Business Pete, and he's married with a couple of kids, right? Because he's a good gentleman who was just fixed.
He wants to shoot off a couple of his blanks, maybe in like the guest bathroom or something like that.
I hear you. That's not a selling point, but yeah, we could definitely, more the merrier. Bring like Robbie or something. That'd be great.
It'd be great. So if you're in Amman, man, the weather's changing. Bring the whole Chaps clan up, and we go from there.
Sure.
Today's mailbag question is brought to you by our friends at Kite. We've talked about vaping in the past, and one of the bummers about vapes is sometimes your vape dies. Well, if you're tired of it dying or losing your extra pods, you need to get a Kite. It is a new portable vape charger and a pod case that's compatible with your Juul. Whether you're getting ready for an all-day tailgate, like I'm doing in a few weeks, shout out to the G-Men versus the Saints, or an all-night party like our boys Chaps and Large were doing the other day, Kite will make sure you are always charged up. They give your vape up to 3 full charges and hold 3 additional pods, so you're set for the day. You can get yours today at kitecharger.com and get $5 off for a limited time. Kite products are not associated with nor sponsored by Juul Labs, Inc. Let's go to the mailbag.
So to finish off the show today, we're going to do a question from the mailbag that we couldn't do last time with Large out of the office. His question was explicitly to him.
Oh, okay.
And it is brought to you by our friends at Kite. And this will be the part where we put the Kite ad in. All right. To drop questions into the mailbag, go to kfcradio.com/askdad. This one comes from Justin. That's a beautiful name. Hey, Podfathers. First off, let me say I am a boob guy. Always have been. And now that Clem has a boy and Large has joined in and has 2 boys of his own, have any of your boys gotten defensive when you touched or got around the mother's breast? Recently, my 1-year-old was breastfeeding, and I touched my wife's breast to help him latch. He stopped feeding, looked back at me with this "why are you touching my boobs" look, and later on, after he was laying in his bassinet, I was fooling around with my wife, grabbed him again, and he yelled at me, for lack of a better word. Is it over? Is it over for me, or will he eventually get over it, or do I have to sneak around him like a high school kid sneaking around their parents?
I don't mind sneaking around. I mean, like, so I haven't had a situation where I've had a kid, you know, who is actually latched on in a long time. So I don't remember back then whether or not I was aggressive and the kid kind of, you know, gave me a little bit of clap back for being on the teat. But I, you know, my wife and I are pretty randy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll kind of, you know, show some affection around the kids. But as far as me going, trying to get to second base, I think he's probably going to have to sneak around. A lot of times, you know, I'm a big fan of my wife. She's still begging what she's raking, as it were. Like, I'll be like, you know, just, you know, I think we I need you down the hall for a sec. And I'll just go in there, and then I will grope the heck out of her. Then we'll come back out. And the only difference is my cheeks will be flustered. You know, so that's what we do. I try to – so to his question, it might be over. The public displays of affection with your wife might be over. But I think the stolen moment part of it, where all of a sudden the kids – you know, could you guys put the ketchup away and throw away the paper plates? And when they do, I run over and I give her a good rogering. You know, like that kind of stuff is pretty priceless too, because we become, you know, secret agents. You know, so I think his days of PDAs are over, but he's gonna find some comfort and some excitement with trying to sneak away and besmirch their mom.
Yeah, I think that keeps it fresh, man. You need to keep it fresh when you're married for a long time or have kids together. Like, you got to keep it fresh and sneaking around, doing the thing like Modern Family when they have like the different names and they go out to the bar and everything. Like, that's fucking awesome. And like, even if your kid is fine with it, like, pretty soon you're not just gonna be able to like start sucking your wife's tits in front of your kid. Like, yeah. You shouldn't be doing that if they can, really. You know, even if they are fine with it, it's just weird, man.
I don't want to bring that up because I didn't know how deep this guy was going, but at some point he is gonna have to let that go. Just out of decorum. Like, he's gotta stop doing that. Like, you know, can I only do it at a baseball game? Like, you know, like, buddy, you should only do that behind closed doors. But I'm just saying for the regular gropers, which I think the rest of us are, I like the stolen grope. Like, all of a sudden I'll open a closet door and I'll get her behind the closet door or something like that. You know what I mean, right?
You're like Gene Parmesan. You pop out of the garbage can and you're just throwing fucking two hands out.
Yeah, it's like a Benny Hill episode at times, right? Chasing her around the basement.
Oh, so yeah. So
that's a good Justin, question, though. Good question.
That was a hell of a question. Like, yeah. My wife and I don't even look at each other right now. Like,
because she just had the kid. Yeah, like, yeah. Your wife is so turned off by what you just did to her, you know?
She's like when they want the kid, it's like it flips where you're like, really? Again? But now it should be going back to the point where I'm nudging her in the middle of the night and she's like, all right, just go quick as usual and we'll be fine. But at this point, we're just so tired and like, I think regret every choice we made in our lives that led us to this moment. And I'm looking at my own mortality in the mirror every morning. So it's like, it's just, there's a lot of shit going on in the Casa de
Right. Club. But now that you're back going to the gym, and I'm hoping you consider getting that mustache back, you know, because in the wake of Burt Reynolds passing away last week, there's a hole that's left to be filled. You could certainly do it with your mustache, which I loved. And then you're going to all of a sudden be mustachioed and you're going to have a, you know, get it in a little bit better shape. She's not going to be able to keep her hands off you.
That is, you know what, Blurge? I'm breaking news on the podcast. I'm growing the mustache back. You just convinced me to grow the mustache back. I went,
boom.
Like I said, my wife is the only person that didn't like the mustache. I went in the office and it was 100% approval rating with the biggest recipients of like, with the biggest people who approved the most were the young ladies in the office.
Absolutely.
And you.
Absolutely. I could tell you right now, I told you right away because we were sitting together at the bar. The girls, I mean, they don't talk to me necessarily as much. They know you. Like, Casey came right over to you. Oh, my God, I love that. I think Liz, like, all the younger girls came over, and there's a big fan. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't grow that back because it suited you, I think. And, you know, I already find you attractive if we've gotten through that already and stuff. But if you can make that even more so, God damn it, just do it, man.
All right, and I'm coming. I'm going to start wearing those large shirts. I see you got little glasses on your shirts right now. It's a top button.
Today, yeah.
So I'm going to get into my dad mustache back. I got the minivan. I'm ready just to go back, embrace dad life. The gym, going to get in here quicker, lose some lbs, and get into that world. So that's the episode. We'll hopefully have Chaps back next week.